And now we are welcoming the latest contestant eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island, Kim Matina, who is an Arizona person. I had no idea that you lived out here in Arizona. Kim, welcome to the show. Sorry that we're talking this early, that it's only episode 4. We were hoping this would be a little later on in the show.
I was hoping it'd be a little later in the show too, but thank you so much for having me on today, Jack. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you here. First thing I want to know is, why am I talking to you today? Why is it that you're out this early?
You know what? I had my back against the wall from episode 1, from the beginning, from the jump. The second I went back into the mud to go for one of the red briefcases, Rob was dropping crumbs up there on the dock to the guys that were around him. Jamil was up there. Dawson was up there. Nick was up there. So he was dropping breadcrumbs right from the beginning that I would be some sort of threat. Can't believe she went back out there and, you know, is going to try and screw us over. All I was doing was trying to survive at that point. I knew that I was in the bottom. I had to do something, or I would have probably been eliminated episode 1.
So it seemed from the show, you were the first person to really target Boss and Rob. I think Branson did too, though. He was out in that first episode. You guys were kind of playing up how big a deal he was. So first, before we talk about Rob, I want to know, I think you've hinted at this a little bit. Are you a big reality TV fan, big Survivor fan? Have you been watching these shows since the dawn of reality television?
Absolutely. I'm a huge competitive reality show fan, more so than just reality shows. I love the competition aspect of them, and that there's a prize at the end that is the driving force for why someone would be there. I'm not a binge watcher, a Survivor. I watched it from episode 1, season 1, back 20 plus years ago, 22, 23 years ago. Big Brother, The Challenge, you name it, The Amazing Race. Love The Amazing Race from the beginning. You know, so there's a lot of shows out there. At the time, there really wasn't. There was only a handful of them. And so, yeah, I've followed them. I've studied them. I've appreciated gameplay and things like that since the beginning. Yeah.
So what was your opinion of Boss and Rob coming into this show before meeting him?
Ooh, that's a good question. Coming into the show, Boston Rob was one of the players that I hated to love, but I loved to hate, because he was deceitful and he was really, really strategic from his first season. And then, of course, he built on that with the multiple times that he played. He's a smart player, and I knew that, but I also knew he likes to surround, he wants to control the game and control the people that he surrounds himself with. So my opinion of Boston Rob, I would say I probably had him as a top 5 competitive reality players across the board. Higher than that within Survivor. Yeah, you know, the guy talked people into giving up meat on The Amazing Race. He talked people into following him in his strategy that eventually led him to the finale. It's like, this guy has the charm and the charisma and the boyish grin, just kind of that impish grin that people go, oh, he wouldn't do that to me. Oh, honey. Yeah, he would. So, like I said, I love watching him. I'm team great TV, but boy, I hated seeing him steamroll through people.
So you got to see it in real time. Did you have any interest in trying to play the game with him?
initially, actually, one of my first conversations with him, and he knew that I knew who he was. He knew it. He even pointed out, he's like, yeah, I see you looking out the windows in the van on the way. And he thought I was like looking for clues, which, okay, I kind of was, but that's beside the point. So he had me pegged at the beginning. And one of our first conversations, and I told him, I said, it's not in my best interest, I don't think, to come after you. I just know you're not my target. And he was like, okay. And then later on, he's like, oh, I've heard that I'm your target. And I said, if you ask around, what I've told everyone is, I don't think we should get rid of you before 7 or 8. I just don't think that's to my benefit or to anyone else's. And he was really insulted that I said 7 or 8 instead of, well, hey, let's make a false final too. He didn't trust me. I didn't trust him. It wasn't going to happen. So as soon as I knew that he was gunning for me hard, I mean, I was literally against the wall and I had to fight my way out. I had to claw out, and I did as best I could.
Was there anything from watching the show that surprised you in terms of content that was either shown or was not shown?
Okay, there was so much not shown. There's so much not shown that was strategic, that was part of the competitions, the day in, day out talking at camp, things like that, that were not shown, that I think would have given a little clearer picture. A good example is I'm looked at as all by myself. Okay. In the competition, the swingers club, when, you know, Claudia's going off on me and, oh my gosh, and there's this master plan and we're going to blindside Kim and all this. Realistically, number one, the worst blindside ever since I knew about it. You can't blindside if the right. The plan I knew about, okay? Because even though it looks like I'm all alone, I do have allies in that game. And did I have a final 2 alliance going or something like that? No, that it just didn't seem like it fit the format of the game at that point. But I was working with Stephanie, Amy and I, talked a lot. Amy and I knew that she knew who Rob was too. And Stephanie is also a huge reality junkie. So I knew that Amy wanted Rob out, but at the same time, I'm watching her cheer on Claudia. So I did not know where I stood with Amy quite as much. It's like we were in the same book, but we were in 2 different chapters of it. So I didn't have a complete trust for her, and we really had not talked one-on-one game enough at that point. Nick, even though he's out there with Rob, Nick and I had a great relationship. Jamil and I we talked so much, and I really, really like Jamil and got to know his family through him. We talked a lot. So there were people I was working with, but it was a lot more, it was a lot better TV to have Claudia yelling at me up there. And all you've got to do is look at the people that were cheering her on and the people that were not. Dawson and I, we connected right from the beginning. We made eye contact and we connected. So, you know, it is what it is. You've only got 40 minutes of TV to put out there, and you've got 200 hours of tape. You can only show so much.
Did you support Amy's decision to throw Rob into the Deal or No Deal game?
No. Well, for selfish reasons, because I knew if Rob beat the banker that he would take me out. I that was a given. It was realistic expectation. I didn't necessarily think that was a great move because there had been 3 meetings with the banker already. 2 out of the 3, me included, made great deals. And literally you point at someone and you're out of here for whatever reason you may have in your head. And knowing that that was 66% chance that he would win. I didn't think it was to Amy's benefit for him to stay in the game. I think she would have been better off taking up Dawson's offer to go in. I think she would have been better off putting me in, because at least there would have been, she could have put anybody in. And I think that there would have been a better chance that Rob would have been out at that point. So it came down, it was a showdown. It was either going to be me or Rob that were gone. No, it was simple as that. This was the end of it. End of the rivalry in episode 4.
So if either you or Dawson were put in and either of you guys win, Rob goes home?
For me, 100%. Rob, from a reality show competitive standpoint, and Rob even said it himself, they should get rid of me at the start, but they never do. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just wanted to shake some people sometimes and go, do you not see what he is doing? He's spraying mist like it's Chanel number 5 out here, and you're all basking in the glow of it. And I think we saw the tides turning in the last episode where light bulb moments were happening. And I did spend a lot of time pointing out Claudia threw away her game for Rob. Let's think about this. Okay. Aaron is following everything Rob says. Alyssa is aligned with that. How can we continue to let this happen? And, you know, and people did, but that tide shifted last night a lot. And Rob's got work to do.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of clues in there from the editing standpoint where I'm like, ooh, I think he's going to be in trouble pretty soon. But it's been fun to watch, no doubt. Okay, absolutely. Let's see. I got a couple more questions for you. You know, sure. If you were given a do-over to play this thing, if is there anything that you would have done differently strategically, or maybe things that you would have said? Or I don't know, anything.
You know what? When I probably would not have filled Branson in as much about Rob, because then he threw it, he vomited it out right there in front of everyone. And I made the mistake of saying, not only did he play, but he won. And I probably should have kept my mouth shut right there. But as far as the strategy of the game, I'm proud of the game that I played. I actually did play. I wasn't letting anybody else run my game, although I was taking input. You know, when it was Jamil that I was pointing at, I was actually asking Alyssa, who do you think? So it was that part of it. I might have played a little more low key, maybe not put as many cards on the table initially. But again, I had to. I was against the wall, and I had to work hard to stay in the game as long as I did. They would have taken me out the very first episode, because who wants to partner with someone who maybe doesn't have the physical abilities, you know. That's what happens. And we didn't know how the format would go. So nobody knew, am I going to be stuck with Kim? You know, you even heard, I think it was Jordan that said, oh, I feel bad for Alyssa when Alyssa and I were partnered, you know, but dang, Rob was a clutch player there.
All right, last question. And then I'll give you a chance to plug anything that you want to plug. My last question is, was it frustrating to be playing with a game with so many people that were very loyal to Rob? And did it feel like you were watching Survivor Redemption Island again?
Oh, my God. Compared to Redemption Island. Okay. Yeah, it was frustrating for me because there were a lot of things that looked very obvious to me that other people were oblivious to what was going on. Not all of it. There were a lot of things that happened that people just didn't bring up. So I didn't know that they know. You only know what people are telling you directly or what people are hearing and telling you. And then you don't know whether to believe it or not. The paranoia is real out there. You just don't know who to trust. And it takes time. I mean, I don't think I would have done too much game-wise different. I just wish that people had seen earlier the signs that Rob is here to play. He's not here to just be here, you know? And that would have helped me out a lot. That would have helped me out an awful lot. But, you know, you can only play with what you have.
Well, Kim, we're out of time now. They're cutting me off now. So I just want to say thank you, and I want to give you a chance. Do you want to throw out your social media handles or anything else that you'd like to plug or promote that people can check out?
Sure. I'm Kim Matina on all handles. So KimMatina on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. I can't call it X. It's Twitter still. And, and I'm on TikTok, but I'm really not on TikTok. I don't do anything over there. Please definitely follow me because I am going to be on top of the show. I'm seeing it live with all of you, the episodes, and will definitely be following right along to see what happens when I'm not there and how people are playing. And I'm going to be critical of them for sure. And I'm going to be patting them on the back for sure. And like I said, I'm Team Good TV. I really hope that everything keeps going the way it's looking. And such a phenomenal show. I mean, really, this merger of Deal or No Deal, as well as Survivor, basically, has conceptually played out. And I need to thank the producers and casting people and everybody else who had more confidence in me going in than I had in myself. I wasn't too sure, but they saw something. And so I can't thank them enough. They have been really incredible with their vision and making the show what it is. It's really blowing the doors off TV right now.
Well, Kim, thank you so much. And we'd love to have you back to talk about Deal or No Deal on our recap sometime. Be fun.
I would love to at any time, Jack. And, you know, we can talk a little bit of sports here, too.
Absolutely.
It'd be great. Out here, we've got another week of spring training to go before official first pitches. And I love my sports. So absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Have a great day.